And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts sitting in for Ed Bell today. And it's never too early. It may only be September 25th. Never too early to think about the holiday season. And now we learn a little bit more about the upcoming Winterfest. And I'm happy to welcome Kathy Kelleher to the program today. She's the marketing and parade director for Winterfest, which is based in Fort Lauderdale. And Kathy and I were chatting. I don't presume to know how old Kathy is, but I can remember 44 years ago when you started, or not you, but the organization Winterfest started. I remember what South Florida was like. Don't know if you were here or you remember that, but it was a very different place, Kathy. So tell us a little bit about the origin 44 years ago of Winterfest.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
First of all, I came down here. I am a transplant from Western New York, and I came down here when I was 18. So I remember the parade from that time on, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am. So, but Winterfest was basically started out as just a group of boaters that got together and they played holiday music. From that very humble beginning, it transformed, and it transformed based out of its relationship with the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Realtors Association. And what Winterfest basically became was we were the marketing signature event of Fort Lauderdale and South Florida to entice Northerners to come down here during the holiday season in December.
So that may be hard for some of us to imagine because so many people now come specifically for the winter season, right? Because of the weather, because of various factors here in South Florida. But once upon a time, I guess we had to entice people down here. Hard to believe.
a long time ago, basically, the attitude was that people didn't really want to, you know, leave. They wanted to stay up north for their families and things of that sort. As we've become a little bit more, our families are everywhere. Fort Lauderdale and South Florida has basically become that nice hub, especially for the Northerners, to be able to come down here when it's very cold and enjoy our weather. And from that, we've developed into not only being a signature event for people to come and visit, but we also have retained our community vision in which we are very involved with our local community. But we've also become very more of an international destination for South Florida.
Being from the northern part of the country, as you are originally, you do hear that, well, you know, in Florida, Christmas or the holidays isn't quite the same as it is up north. Of course it isn't, because our weather is vastly different. But what I think is nice about Winterfest is that you celebrate what's really fun and different about South Florida and Fort Lauderdale in all of these festivities.
Winterfest is a big staff of three. And out of the three women that are involved with Winterfest, we do have a board of 50, a volunteer base of 300, but I am the transplant. And I always tell people, I came down here when I was 18. And for 2 or 3 years afterwards, I always flew back north and spent my Christmas, my holiday vacations up there. I happened to go somewhere and a friend that I met said, let's go look at the boat parade. And I was like, oh, all right. I was kind of in my depressed mode. I had to go to the mall in order, in my opinion, to experience the Christmas holidays because I was looking at beautiful palm trees and that snow. And I remember being on the bridge of Commercial Boulevard and watching this parade, and instantly it was the holidays. And I think that it doesn't matter where you come from. When you are watching, you know, the Seminole Hard Rock Winterfest Boat Parade, you're experiencing the memory of the holidays. It just transcends. There's lights. There's the holiday lights. There's music. Everyone is so positive. You just get that joy. And that's one reason why I absolutely love my job. There is nothing, in my opinion, more beautiful than to look at a family that is watching this parade and see that sparkle of the holiday lights in a child's eyes. And, you know, something that is truly, in my opinion, it's worth its weight in gold.
Right. Now, 44 years later, the landscape of South Florida and of Fort Lauderdale has changed vastly, and which is nice. You still have your parade, but you have so many other events going on now because our community is larger. There's more people. Not only do we have our beloved snowbirds, but we have folks who live here year-round now. So walk us through now, 44 years later, what Winterfest has become. It's not just a boat parade anymore.
It is not a boat parade anymore. I'm going to just talk a little bit about the boat parade, though, is that in the 44 years, we have gone from a live spectator viewership of about 250,000 to now over a million, just because of the landscape that you are now talking about. But along with the parade itself, we have created an umbrella of events. Everything from a black tie ball, which over 900 people attend at Hard Rock Live. We have a family fun day event, which is a free event on Las Olas Boulevard. It is in connection with the city of Fort Lauderdale and open streets, which basically we close an area. We have everything from the Panthers are bringing out their hockey. So we're going to have street hockey. We're going to have like arts and crafts. There's going to be entertainment. And we're basically closing down a section of Las Olas in which families and singles and everyone can just come and enjoy being a part of this community. Of course, we encourage everyone along our shoreline to decorate. We have our grand marshal reception. We have a white party, which is in October. It's basically our kickoff event in which this is when we announce our theme, we unveil our poster. This year our theme is Fairy Tales Afloat. I'll give you a little hint. There's going to be a dragon in the parade. I'm excited. And with all of those events, a lot of people think that Winterfest is run by the city. But we are our own entity. Mm-hmm. And all of our money, we are a 501c4, all of our money goes back into the parade. A lot of people do not realize that we are in control of 9 bridges. The night of the parade, we have to have barricades and security. We fence a portion of Birch State Park. There's 12 miles of parade route in which if we could close our eyes and wish that everybody gave us a dollar, it would be awesome and we would never need sponsors. But unfortunately, it is a free event. So if you walk up to
fortunately, it's a free event for all of us. But yes. I understand the budget challenge that creates for you.
Yeah. I mean, just in downtown alone, over 250,000 people can view this parade. Wow. And those are the things that we are probably one of the largest events in Fort Lauderdale when it comes to the police force and all of those things. Mm-hmm. So that is what we do. We raise money, our black tie ball, our sponsors and things of that sort to put back into the parade. And we have an unbelievable board of 50 who is committed to making sure that we have some creative entries. Like I mentioned, the dragon, and we have some other things that are going on. They're very exciting.
Well, and you mentioned you have a mammoth staff of 3.
Yes.
Which is not uncommon for organizations, nonprofits, and organizations such as yourself. You do a lot of work with a very small staff. And also the fact that, and if anybody goes to stores and sees what retail is doing, the winter and the holiday season starts earlier and earlier and earlier. You're seeing it in the summer now. Mm-hmm. But right around the corner, we're speaking now in the late September time, this all starts October 30th. So you have a lot of events going on. So let's go through the events starting on October 30th.
Sure. The first one is our Gray Robinson Winterfest White Party. This is a sponsor and media party. It is approximately 450 to 500 people. It is an invitation-only event. And it is when we unveil some of the highlights for this upcoming year. It will be the unveiling of our poster artist, who is Marcia K. Moore. If we have not announced our Grand Marshal, we will be announcing our Grand Marshal that night. We usually have a snippet from the Grand Marshal, and then we also do a little bit of our media campaign. What is also nice about it is once again, we bring things back to our local businesses, is that this is a chance for approximately 10 to 12 restaurants to showcase what they do. So within this collection of Winterfest and getting information about what we are, you get to do samplings and things of our local restaurants and beverages. We have just currently started with Republic National, as our new liquor sponsor. And what's great about them is they're actually going into the local community and having people try to create a Winterfest cocktail. So here, once again, is that we're reaching out to the businesses in this area and trying to connect to make an overall 12 miles of festivities. A lot of people do not realize that Winterfest actually has an economic impact of over $48 million into this area.
Wow.
We then go into November, which is open to the public. This is our family fun day. We have relationships with the Panthers, the Florida Marlins, the Strikers, who will be coming aboard and bringing a lot of activities and things of that, so that if you bring your child, if you come along and just, if you want a bicycle ride, skateboard, whatever you want to do, just walk the boulevard, you'll get to experience a lot of fun and free activities. And this is our way of trying to give back. We normally have about 2,000 to 3,000 people during this event. There's usually live music, we have DJs, and once again, it's an encouragement to the businesses that are along Las Olas to come out and to be able to kind of showcase themselves. So once again, we're kind of working there. Along this time frame, we also do something that is very close to my heart, which is the Junior Captain Contest. That's actually going on right now, in which we target nonprofit organizations in Broward County to select a child under the age of 16 and have them be their nominee to be this year's junior captain. What we do is in the parade, that child that's selected and 25 of their friends get to be aboard a showboat that's sponsored by FPNL. Their name is put in lights along with that charity. And it's a voting process that's done through social media. But what's so nice about it is that the child that wins, of course, gets this really great once-in-a-lifetime experience. The nonprofits get to showcase their what they do. And then every nominee is actually invited to be a part of the parade, and they're on our Santa showboat. So it's something that I just absolutely love. This year we have 11 children that are trying to get the vote to be this year's junior captain. As we transform into December in the true holiday month, we have our black tie ball. This year's theme is kinky boots because we are working with Broadway. And we are going to be bringing in some of their entertainment that is from the show. They're going to be showcasing a couple of their songs during our black tie ball. And we transform Hard Rock Live into a spectacular scene. When you walk into this arena, you do not know that it has been used for concerts. It just is elaborate and absolutely beautiful. Then we go into our captain's meeting, which is we have to make sure that the captains know our rules and regulations. We then go into our grand marshal reception, which is the night before the parade. That is when we honor the grand marshal for being taking their time out and actually being in our parade. And of course, our signature event, which is the Seminole Hard Rock Winterfest Boat Parade, which is on December 12th.
We're looking forward to all of this. It's going to be a very happy holiday season, particularly if you live in the Broward County area. Come and join in with Winterfest. As we mentioned, their theme is Fairy Tales Afloat, and their season begins on October 30th with the White Party, goes through, actually through February 25th, where you have another event. Quickly tell us about that in February.
Yes, that's our. It's called our Captain's Cup. And a lot of people do not realize how much time it takes actually to put a boat into this parade. Even though it's only $35 to enter a boat in this parade, a lot of these captains spend hours and hours and hours decorating, and they have their friends out, they dance and everything. So this is our way of saying thank you to them. So the Captain's Cup is basically, it's a dinner, it's an awards dinner for them.
Wonderful. But the big event, of course, on December 12th, the Seminole Hard Rock Winterfest Boat Parade. Kathy, if folks want more information, what's the best place for them to go?
The best thing to do is actually go onto our website, which is winterfestparade.com. If they want to look at videos and photos, our Facebook page, which is winterfest.parade, is a great place to get information. And of course, they can also call our office, which is 954-767-0686. We have a very inexpensive area to actually watch the parade if somebody wants a reserved seat, which is in our grandstand viewing area at Birch State Park. We do reserved and assigned seats, so if someone's a little bit too worried about just going to a bridge, that's probably one of the best places to view the parade.
Terrific. Kathy Kelleher, have a wonderful holiday season. We look forward to sharing it with you.
All right. Take care.
This is South Florida Arts Beat. We'll be back after a break, but foodies, stay close. Norman Van Aken's A Word on Food is next.